parents on the way. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The first U.S. military flight with a cargo of baby formula from Europe arrived in Indiana today.
At approximately 11 a.m. Sunday morning, the first U.S. Air Force C-17 arrived in Indianapolis, carrying 78,000 pounds of formula to fill 500,000 baby bottles. The pallets were then offloaded onto FedEx trucks waiting next to the plane. It's the first time in history the U.S. military has launched an emergency mission like this to rush critical nutrition to millions of hungry American babies. Some are calling this disaster relief here at home.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The shipment is the first of many and contains hypoallergenic formula. Gas and diesel prices are at new record highs, impacting consumers and shipping costs, which help drive up inflation.
The national average remains at $4.59 per gallon, a record high, which is and has been problematic for some time now, but is especially concerning as Memorial Day weekend is approaching. AAA projects 39 million Americans will travel, 35 million of whom will be driving. In the past week, there's a 14 cent difference per gallon. In the past month, the difference is almost 50 cents. And in the past year, prices are up more than $1.50 per gallon.
Fox's Nate Foy in New York City. A man was shot and killed while riding the subway in New York City by an unidentified shooter, Police Chief Kenneth Corey.
According to witnesses, the suspect was walking back and forth in the same train car and without provocation pulled out a gun and fired it at the victim at close range.
Police described the gunman as heavy-set and dark-skinned with a beard. A 28-year-old woman has been arrested after police found her 6-year-old son's body in the trunk of her car in a Minneapolis suburb. A man was also arrested. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Wondersuite from Bluehost.com. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and get a unique WordPress website or store right away. From there, you can customize your design, colors, and content. And Bluehost automatically helps you get found in search engines like Google and Bing. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins, Bluehost makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Learn more at bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Careful words today from Pope Francis for Catholics in China. More from Fox's Paul Stevens.
Pope Francis reaching out to Catholics in China, voicing hope that the church there operates in freedom and tranquility. The pontiff, however, making no direct mention of a 90-year-old Cardinal Joseph Zen, who was arrested along with three others on May 11th in Hong Kong on national security charges. He was released the same day. Pope Francis telling a crowd in St. Peter's Square, quote, "I follow with attention and participation the life and the matters of the faithful and pastors, often complex, and I pray every day for them." Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Georgia's Republican gubernatorial candidates are in the home stretch of campaigning before Tuesday's primary. Incumbent Brian Kemp is facing David Perdue, who is backed by former President Trump. Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel.
Joe Biden's not being asked to endorse in any race because no Democrat wants to be seen with him, including Stacey Abrams, who's running in Georgia. I've talked to people in Georgia who love President Trump and like Kemp, and I think that's what you're seeing in some of the voters in Georgia.
McDaniel on Fox News Sunday. The Johnny Depp defamation trial of former wife Amber Heard resumes this week in Virginia.
Johnny Depp will be the third witness that Amber Heard's legal team calls to the stand. This comes after weeks of disturbing testimony in this defamation trial that ranges from Heard claiming that Depp sexually assaulted and physically abused her to Depp taking the stand at the beginning of the trial and claiming that Heard severed part of his finger by throwing a liquor bottle at him, left feces in their marital bed, and cursed at him repeatedly. Meantime, Heard's legal team is zeroing in on his alcohol and drug use. Last week, Heard's sister testified that Depp grabbed Heard by the hair and hit her in the face repeatedly during an argument in March of 2015.
Fox's Christina Coleman. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.